Really does taste like I took Hawaiian Tropic and like was spraying and got distracted and just went right across the mouth region.
Which happens.
Yeah, I've sprayed my mouth a lot.
But I mean, if you drink like coconut water or coconut milk, it doesn't taste like this.
No, because coconut, both of those are good.
Tastes
coconut
pretty good.
Milk and water are both good, but coconut LaCroix
is lotion-y. Did
you like it? Coconut beer.
That was very Italian. Everything you do, you come through with an Italian slant.
That's all I got.
It's that heritage.
Would you call me a slant?
Yeah. Do not. That's Italian American to you.
Yeah.
Would you call me a slant?
Some people say I look Eurasian. It's true.
This is true. All right. Well, we should get into this since we're, you know, talking about racism.
Yeah.
So that's what we, start
it.
Every pod.
It's pretty much what the internet's about.
It yeah. pretty much Boil is what down. The internet's about.
It is.
Creating new words for racist ideas. All right. So this is Did You Reddit, your weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
We talk about the internet by way of Reddit every week. We're back to a weekly schedule now that everybody's stopped traveling. We'll probably get back on the week schedule again, but we'll let you know.
We all lost our full-time jobs, so we're going to be back on it weekly.
Are you not
guys.
Full-time anymore?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn. I thought we were breaking news. Yeah.
Oh, just announced that.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Just then... like crying through the microphone. Before we get into any of the topic for today, which today we're going to talk about white people Twitter in particular. Ooh, do I hear a Cheech in the background?
We do. We hear some Cheech.
God, that's
I hear a baby in the background.
My son looks exactly like Cheech Marin. Yes. Got a mustache.
Young Cheech.
Oh, man, that would be so great.
He came to East LA over the border. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Great.
What was that movie?
Coming to East LA. Born in East LA.
Is that what it's called, really?
Born in East LA.
Anyway, before we get into everything, let's just get a couple of the, you know, got to get this stuff out of the way. Like, subscribe, rate, you know, all those things. It really, really helps a lot. I know we admittedly don't do enough to actually even promote this pod. We do it out of the kindness of our heart, but we'd like to make it grow. So if you want to rate, subscribe, tell your friends, and to that guy on iTunes who gave us a 1-star.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck your competitive Reddit podcast that you're obviously jealous
yeah,
of ours.
Do.
So,
clearly,
no, in all
it's
seriousness,
not a reflection
I mean,
of us.
You're more than welcome to give us a 1 if you want, and you can send us a note at hi@didyoureddit.com, and then we'll send you a sword as a to try to buy back your affection.
And the other place that we would love some chatter is Instagram. DM us hard.
You can DM
We're
us.
Talking dicks, pics, all of it.
Right.
It's a nice way to communicate. Very simple.
It is a very nice way to communicate.
So shoot us there. And then we also launched on this new cool platform called Tiny Sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're an advertiser and you want to have us advertise your products, they offer sort of a marketplace for that transaction to happen. And it's kind of designed for smaller advertisers to advertise on this pod and other brands. But it was pretty cool, I thought. Yeah.
Have you been checking back up on that?
Yeah, I had a call with them and we checked back in and they gave me some tips how to improve our ad and
cool. Because I like most of the things we do that comes to promotions for this pod, I looked at it once, set it up, made it really nice, and then completely forgot about
it. They're super nice. They're here in LA. They kind of gave me some tips on how to make the ad a little more impactful, which I did.
Right.
And so they said they were gonna
more tits
help
and ass.
Promote us. Yeah,
gotta put more tits and ass in that.
Not yeah, really. I mean, not yeah. always, dude. That's why we're
the number one rule.
We're doing this live pod from Hooters today.
We're recording from Hooters today. All right. Anyway, got that out of the way. So we just have to say that. And one more thing, actually, shout out to Tim. Is that his guy's name?
Which one?
Our guy from Michigan.
Oh yeah.
Tim. Everybody in Michigan's
our
name
fun friend.
Tim.
Our fun friend. I got a fucking poop sword coming your way, Tim.
Oh, love it.
So,
yep. Tim Patterson.
Tim Patterson. Like the advice we give to everybody who we send a sword to, don't kill your wife.
Do not kill your wife with it. We don't want to be liable.
We don't want to be liable.
Don't take it to school. Don't kill your wife.
You can probably take it to school. It's not a gun.
I mean, look at your school's
policies.
And
even if it was a gun, you could probably still take
it. You can
it
still
to school,
take it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
take your
all right.
swords to school day.
So moving on. So like I had mentioned, who's leading this one today? Freed?
Yeah.
All right. So today we're going to talk about white people Twitter. But before we get into that, let's start on the front page. Because this is actually facilitated by stuff that happened last week. last few weeks, but mostly last week. I'm just gonna start this one off. This is something that I found on Not the Onion, which is usually when it's on Not the Onion, it gives me a nice guffaw.
Yeah.
But this one fucking infuriates me, and it actually has 45,600 upvotes, which
oh,
is
shit.
Very telling. And you guys actually sent this around to our secret. Did you read it? Text thread. Families earning $117,000 now qualify as low income in California's Bay Area.
That just is absolutely insane.
I can't, like, man.
$117,000 is low income.
Why are you upset? I was actually curious at the reaction.
Because, like, people who've lived there forever can't afford to live there anymore.
Well, I think that's part of it. I also think that it's, I think it's a shame. Okay, there are a couple things that make me upset as it pertains to this, right? A, I know that a lot of the industries that we kind of occupy in some capacity have presence in these cities, and I feel like this is the first of probably what is going to be several cities that kind of go along this way.
LA is turning that way.
Exactly. Like, yeah. LA is turning that way. New York has been that way for a while. Though New York, you still have, like, the tough bodega owner, but I still think that the general idea of, like, it's not even, like, unnecessarily overpaid people as much as, like, the prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who make an absolutely exorbitant amount of money and then make everybody else's lives fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Who have to live there to work.
It's like the wealth gap. It's right. Just like a sign of the wealth gap getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. And I also, a secondary part of this that I think is frustrating is I don't mind the idea of living somewhere that's a little bit off the grid a bit. I don't mean like I don't mean like out in Death Valley, but yeah. I do mean, you know, living in a smaller regional city or a city that's just, you know, thinking, I mean, Portland's a bad example now because Portland's gotten really weird, but like thinking of a place like, you know, my love for Detroit is very documented.
Yeah, Sparks, Nevada.
Sparks. I just want to live in Reno happily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just outside of Reno.
Sparks, really?
Reno is a little too hot. It's like 10 minutes outside of Reno.
Amazing.
It's the next town over.
They got a good Kroger's and some fucking
great Krogies, bunny ranch. Yeah. Hella tight B ranch.
I just want to live in Missoula.
Well, if you make 120 grand, let's just say 150 grand,
right?
Half of that sort of disappears to taxes. Half.
Yeah,
so you're left with 75, and if your rent's like $1,500 a month, which is low in
very
California,
low. Yeah,
that's times 12. So now you're up to like that's 18 grand a year. So out of your 75, you're down to 60.
Damn.
And then you got to pay 2 grand a month in like bills, maybe in expenses.
Yeah.
So now you're down to
right.
You can only sort of. I don't think you're making very much money. It sounds like you are. If the taxes were only 20% or 17%, it would be a lot of money. But
think about
$117 and divide it by two, and then the rest minus expenses, you're only left with 10 grand. It's actually enough to get by.
I don't make $117,000. I make less than that.
You make $340,000?
Like, woo! But like...
You have a great woo.
I know. I've practiced. It's Will Smith.
Shit.
Smith loop of that.
You know what that
woo!
Sounds like?
Ha-ha.
The song from The Jinx.
When
the music kicks in and murders
right.
start
yeah.
happening.
Woo!
No.
I forgot about that.
Anyway, what were you saying about your salary?
But like
publicly,
like yeah. I don't make that much, not as much as yeah. that. But I'm still able to like afford to live in LA and have a dog and a life, and I'm having fun.
Right.
I just looked up the average rent in San Francisco, and it's for a one bedroom, $3,295.
That
is the average.
Fucked.
So 36 grand a year, right?
Yeah,
is off the top.
Damn.
And then plus double that for expenses, right?
Something you're the math guy, man.
You're looking at like 60 something just in hardcore expenses.
God.
But that's my point. Is that like why have we allowed a city like that to develop a supply and demand problem?
That city specifically is so small.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to build. So what they're doing is building. I'm from there.
Right.
Listeners.
Right.
So I have like, I guess, an intimate knowledge of the nooks and crannies of the armpits and the In the folds?
What an intimate understanding of the folds of San Francisco.
Yeah, most of the neighborhoods.
The folds is grossing me out.
Most of the neighborhoods are these old kind of classic neighborhoods, and the city protects the way they look. So you can't like tear down a three flat building and build like a 10 flat. So it's kind of what's there is what's there. And so in some of the areas, they're allowing to build these skyscrapers that would like turn it into New York, New Yorkify it, right? Like build these 80-story buildings. And they're kind of doing that now because they do need housing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what you say, but it's why it's a great city to own real estate in, because you can't, it doesn't get any bigger. It's only so big.
Yeah.
So
it's,
there's this like beautiful.
This value that just keeps going.
Yeah. And people keep coming and they can keep raising the rent. Whereas LA is so spread out. Like we drive by these apartment buildings every day that are first month free, $750 bucks a month. Like you can find a cheap place here. Mm-hmm. It might be a piece of shit, but you could totally live in a decent area. I think everyone wants the mansion, but the reality is you might live in, you know, that RV on Venice Boulevard.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I, you know, we also have this like very bad homeless crisis here right now, which is, you know, that's been a part of San Francisco's kind of DNA for a long time. It's like a lot of people go up there to be homeless for whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I just
summer 69, bro.
I just worry about the state of, how do I say it? I worry about the state of urbanity. I guess I think that we're just, I don't know, this for some reason that I haven't totally been able to identify, that story really made me like have an existential panic, and I think it has to do with just the perpetual, I think maybe it's part of the idea of being like, holy shit, I'm making six figures now. I'm successful. Oh, wait, I'm poor. What happened? What's going on? The Sisyphusian kind of chasing the boulder thing will never end for most people, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, it's a little alarming. I don't know. I just found that story very odd and alarming.
Yeah.
And,
that's why we gotta have our opt-out plan. When you run out of money, you need to be able to kill yourself comfortably.
That's what the Golden Gate Bridge is for.
Yeah, that's why they put it there. Yeah.
That is one of the darkest documentaries imaginable, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? I haven't watched it. Okay,
it's fucking heavy, dude.
I know multiple people that have seen people jump.
Really?
Oh, like my
driving,
God. Because
if you drive across that thing every day, especially in the evenings, like eventually you see some guy who's like, oh, look at that guy. He's tourist at 11 o'clock. Holy shit.
Wow.
And what do you do? You're like, I'm just going to drive home and hug my kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make a, you know, Chick-fil-A sandwich watch a little ancient Alies.
I mean, they have like nets under there now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing they do in like Chinese iPhone factories, is they put nets down.
My cousin.
Nice try, guys.
So that even when you want to get out of the worst situation you can imagine, you can't. You're stuck in this
back
perpetual
to the assembly
hell.
Line, yeah. You.
My cousin, shout out Matt, is a man of the 80s.
Shout out Matt. Don't kill yourself.
He's
from the 80s, and he tells a tall tale of better times.
Right.
No phones, lots of drugs, everyone was having sex. And they used to get all high and go out to the Golden Gate Bridge, and they had painter's nets under the bridge.
Right.
And they would jump into them for fun. They were high.
Insane.
On drugs.
On PCP.
And he's like, that's how it used to be. Times were sweet. And I was like, that's pretty
terrifying.
Punk rock, man.
That is extremely punk rock.
He had a mullet. He like worked in a kitchen. Did drugs and like
what a fucking cool guy.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of the quintessential San Francisco life.
It's back when like 85 was cool.
Yeah. But that's also funny because when you hear people be like, you know, I have a friend back when they used to have sex a lot and do drugs, and nobody ever goes the 80s.
Yeah,
but I think we'll look back at the 80s and go like the 80s was actually like the last time the 60s.
Well, I think the 80s was the beginning of the downfall, because that was the Reagan era, and Reagan is kind of the problem that started all of this.
Yeah.
This but is why we shouldn't get celebrities to be our president.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Amongst many reasons.
Come on, Reegs.
I had a really funny art piece the other day. Do you want to finish your thought before I talk about my art?
Well, I was just saying how cool the 80s seemed.
Yeah, okay. And your uncle or your cousin.
They say
cousin Matt.
Seems so cool.
Pre-AIDS, full-blown Coke.
That's
the bumper sticker.
Does Matt,
that was the sweet spot.
Is Matt, like, doing okay now, or is he one of those, like, Well, man, times were great back then, and now he's like saying that out of the back of a van.
Hey, can you spare 40 bucks?
He's a San Francisco fire paramedic. He's doing very well.
Yeah.
He's got cool stories, and if you ever want to ride around with him up there and like clean up hobos.
So he just did it all right. Like, he had fun
I like it.
Became a hero.
He's got a Mustang.
Real quick, for sale. About the
bridge.
I'll
help him push the Mustang. Right. For sale, guys, shoot me up at Instagram.
Digiredit.com if you want to put an offer in on an old Mustang.
Mustang. I was looking at the Wikipedia for the Bridge documentary, and apparently there was a guy who wanted to kill himself, so he jumped in, but then decided midway through that he didn't want to, so he positioned his feet to hit first, and he landed on a black seal, and it saved his life.
That's amazing. He saved his life, but not the seal.
No, I'm like, what happened to the seal?
Even the black seals get shit on.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
Very good turnaround to today's topic.
Do we want to hit a couple more topics before we hit the actual topic?
Yeah.
So really quickly, my art piece, and then we can do a couple more top of the last week. How do you guys feel about, I don't know where they do this, but presumably somewhere they're going to be playing like the national anthem or patriotic songs on a loudspeaker constantly during 4th of July?
No, wait. Wait, on a radio station or just loud?
Just somewhere, I would assume, because it's 4th of July. It's like patriotic things happen, right?
They totally do that on the radio, for
sure. What do you think about maybe if I could talk somebody into just playing The Apprentice theme song on repeat all day?
How do we do that? Like, we should live stream
that.
Wouldn't
that be the most annoying, awful,
how does it go? Do you have it queued up? I can't recall, because I'm proud to say
I've never seen the show, but
I'm not a watcher.
I assume
here it is.
Okay, let's hear it. I assume it's bad. It's kind of part of the
Oh, that's pretty American.
Oh, dude,
that's the 4th of July song.
I feel like you play that on repeat and then you just like,
that song was cool.
Constantly reminding people of the world we live in without being like, "Hey, fuck Trump, man. We got a bad president." You just be like, I'm not making a statement. I'm just playing a goof.
Yeah.
And it's
a good troll.
I did a goof.
Yeah.
It's a good troll, man.
You like my goof or you don't.
More than welcome to take it. If anybody, Casey.
Yeah.
Tim,
you know what?
Both of you rebels.
I'm picturing
his take it. The guy in France, Chinese Frenchman,
the Black Mayor in Back to the Future when he's driving around Hillvale and he's promoting himself. He's got those speakers on the top of his.
Oh
roof.
Yeah,
yeah.
We need a guy with that van to around and just blast, and then the thing's painted red, white, and blue.
But it needs to be somebody who can do, like, it needs to be somehow like where ordinarily it would be like the national anthem or the fucking like, "God bless America," and like just literally replace that. So it's like
at a cemetery.
It. Or like during the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah, like when people tune into the radio to get their music. I think that's awesome, and it would be, I think we should live stream it. I don't know how to do that.
None of us have the means of doing that, but
just think about that idea, though.
Hope a show. Tim, you guys have homework.
Figure out how to help us. Also, another thing this week, Childish Gambino was accused of plagiarism.
I saw that.
With his song,
"Dope.
This is America."
Well,
A bummer.
A deep cut? Like, is he trying to do that? Because I feel like we plagiarized our system from London or something.
Yeah.
Like, is there some more to the story, or did he actually just rip something
off? I don't know, because like, I know there's always that discussion of, you know, because I'm a big music fan, what, like,
oh, me too, yeah.
The difference between being like inspired by or influenced by something, but
what are the specifics?
Apparently this guy, it's a rapper named Jace Harley.
Okay.
It's a 2016 track called American Pharoah, and it sounds a lot like the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you
want to play American Pharoah really fast?
Has somebody made a cut together on YouTube?
I'm sure they will eventually.
Those are my favorite
things. Well, pop stars have a long history of plagiarizing music, of course.
Yeah. Right?
It's like kind of a thing.
It's a sampling.
Well,
it's cool
sampling if it's considered sampling, not if it's considered an original song.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's American Pharoah.
That's Civil War.
It's just starting out.
Money's my language, but I'm nobody's slave. Open my eyes, see
sounds pretty similar.
Insanely similar.
It builds exact same way.
Let's see if it makes that like...
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's American Pharoah? That's a straight rip.
That
sounds childish. My
exactly
guy.
Dude.
Like the song.
Do you
why
think he
did
that,
that
or a producer stole it and he didn't know?
Well, he takes ooh songwriting credit for it.
That's the same
childish
fucking song.
My dude, you gotta rectify that situation.
Oh, dude, he's toast. Because he was the toast of the town.
Yeah.
I mean, that was because that song was... That was the coolest part of that song was the twist it took.
Yeah.
And like even the twist is in that song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Ew. Oh.
Dog boobs as our resident childish music breakdowner.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that make you feel as a fellow writer?
God, you know, like music is so deep and like personal and it just is about the soul. So like honestly, fuck.
As one musicker to another.
Like music is very important.
Here's my question is, oh man, like in this day and age with information so readily available and everything out there, like to assume that wouldn't be discovered seems to be naive. Like I almost think he didn't know it existed and a producer brought that shit in and was like, yo, I made the dopest track. And
right.
The producer, because yeah, this happens in comedy a lot. Like,
right, of course.
You're in a writer's room, like you're at the 11th hour. You got to produce. You watch some old Mad TV sketch from 2002, like that happened on Amy Schumer.
Yes,
yeah,
and
exactly
then you get these like repeat sketches that people thought like people just won't notice, and it's like of course someone's gonna find
yeah
out. I wonder if something like that happened where this
maybe
guy like needed to produce a song,
right?
Dug something out from some like
it's very yeah possible.
I don't know, man. Because
was like, what is this?
To do that on purpose seems
it seems
so
ridiculous
dumb.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it seems very dumb, and it seems. I mean, there again. There are many examples of these kind of things happening, and I'm very curious as to what his defense is.
Yeah.
But
his manager just flat out denied it and then deleted the tweet. So I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if there's...
He denied it.
I don't think he said anything
like,
yet.
He probably did exactly what we did, where yeah he goes, what? No way. And then he
yeah
hears the song and goes,
fuck,
holy
delete
shit, that's the exact same song. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, Chai Chai Gambini, we got to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Chai Chai Gambini. So two more things. So one, we'll just really quickly go over this one. I feel remiss if we don't talk about it because of what it is literally the top of this past week. And mostly it was because of yesterday. I actually do think this is really funny. So Germany, all you sports fans out there, especially you two.
Oh yeah.
So Germany bowed out of the World Cup yesterday. They won the World Cup previously. They're a very good team. They're number one in the world and they got knocked out by South Korea, who is not a good team, was easily the worst, the weakest in the group.
Ugh.
So Germany should have won. They just underperformed for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, they choked.
They were schnitzeling it up the night before.
So the way the World Cup group stages work is there are four teams in a group, two advance, the two top teams of the group. They're all playing each other,
mm-hmm,
and whoever the top two are, et cetera, right, with the amount of points through a semi-complicated system. Anyway, Sweden and Mexico are the two other groups, or two other teams in that group. They were playing each other. Mexico was the top of the group, but then when Sweden beat Mexico, Germany had to lose for Mexico to advance.
Oh.
So they did. And Mexicans they're like somewhat of an underdog, but like absolutely.
And
love
nobody
their
thought Germany
soccer
was
yeah
gonna lose.
Nobody thought Germany was gonna lose. So the top post from this past week is Mexican fans cheering for random Koreans.
Yeah.
Because which, Korea yeah beat Germany.
Seemingly like, come
the,
on.
Yeah.
The most odd couple out there.
It's a hilarious
it's
couple, but
beautiful.
It's like the gif of it happening is like literally just a random Korean man who has no attachment to the team whatsoever
being
in Russia where
by
they 10, are.
10,000 Mexican
on,
fans.
Literally on the back of Mexicans being escorted through the crowd.
Fantastic.
And all the Mexicans are cheering them on. And then there's another gif. I don't know where this one is. I don't see it as top. This one, that one's just hilarious.
That's so good.
So fucking funny. But there's another one where the Mexicans rushed the Korean embassy.
Oh my God.
And made the South Korean ambassador come out and drink tequila with them.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I
like,
love it.
No.
That's so pure.
It's so pure. Oh. And it's just like, oh,
this
the
part
World
of the
Cup
World
is
Cup
so funny.
It's great seeing people from different cultures come together. That's the best
it
part
is
of the World Cup, right?
I mean,
everyone's
really is,
generally
yeah
happy.
It's
and everyone's
the closest
like
to
drunk
world peace we'll
right
ever get.
It is. I mean, yeah, and it's happening in Russia, which is the great irony of this whole thing.
True.
So.
The one picture I saw, which I thought was kind of funny, was like It's like a, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but apparently there's a good looking woman in Iran.
Oh, very beautiful. Just one? I saw that. Yeah.
There's this post and it's like this very hot Iranian woman. And it's like this Iranian woman took off her hijab and guess what?
She's
hot.
Attractive. Oh!
She's attractive.
We did not know they were over there. Yeah.
Are you telling me there's potentially a whole sea of good looking people under sheets?
I see her.
Jeez, I don't know where that is.
It's on the top of the week, like halfway down.
That was from the Mexican team.
She's super cute.
Are we sure she's not wearing Mexican colors?
Well, I think the Iranian flag is red, green, and white too.
Yeah, that is true.
So that's another fun thing about the World Cup.
I love that.
There's always great internet pervs that cobble together all the hot chicks in the crowd.
Well, yeah. But it's not even the internet pervs that do that. It's the ESPN. Broadcasts. Yeah, like
the
literally
broadcast
Fox Soccer or whoever is broadcasting. I think Fox has the exclusive rights on the World Cup, but they literally at every opportunity
cut away
to the most smoking possible of that country
with the bounciest boobs and they're fuck
three Brazilian girls just like dancing and partying
always and it's like and we know 95% of the fans are just like
English, toothless,
totally, like old dudes with like one long dread, and you know, just like fucking Pabst belly.
Yeah, and to be fair, like who wants to look at that fan?
Very true, very true.
No one does.
What's up with this body shaming over here?
Yeah, wow,
I mean,
geez.
I'm dread
what are you saying? Good looking people are more fun to look at than
dread shaming.
Dread shaming. That shit is gross. Prove me wrong.
It's like we've all seen what cameramen look like.
Yeah,
that's true.
These guys love.
Right.
The perv.
They love it.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
I think
the original Peeping Tom.
That's true. I mean, that's funny. That's probably true. It is actually, I mean, it's nice. I mean, women are objectively beautiful. I mean, I don't think.
Are you, I know what you're about to go down here and it's already bugging me.
I don't know how to say it, but like, if you're cutting away,
if
you're cutting away to fans, that are just good looking, is a good way to do it, right?
Let me
and just like the women,
you're like
I don't know how to articulate it, but it's like I think what they're doing is ridiculous. Like it's like a trope upon itself,
but like makes sense.
But it's also like when you're cutting away to show a fan that's happy and excited and like looks good,
right?
Your job is to look for people, and you're not gonna like. Find the closest good looking dude and
I have
just
two
be like
things.
That guy. He's the face of the nation.
If cameramen were camera women, maybe it would be
maybe different, right?
2 points.
And
one,
I'm sure there are some.
One, if my broadcast actually only cut away to the ugliest, homeliest people, I would actually like that. I'd be like, that's kind of fun. I'm gonna watch this for a little while because that guy is fucked up looking, and that'd be kind of fun.
That's true. They do that for Arsenal games. There's one Arsenal fan who looks insane, and they always do that with them.
Sweet, that's awesome. I love it. Second point is, we're designed to like aesthetically pleasing looking people,
of course,
like because they're healthier and can produce better offspring. Like that's part of
that's the biology that happening is like. That Swedish girl?
Is that him? The Arsenal fan?
No. That is hilarious.
That guy's got a great face. See?
Yeah. I love it.
Now, I think people, like, have you ever seen, like, a beautiful actress or actor, like, in public, and you just kind of can't stop staring?
Yeah,
you're
of course.
Like, why
like
can I not stop staring? And you're like,
pretty.
God, they're just proportionally perfect, and I just can't. So it's like we didn't agree to that,
right.
But it's built in.
The eye loves symmetry.
That was what I tried to say in my little terrible monologue. Earlier. What you just said right there.
I mean, women
we're drawn to beautiful things.
Good to look at.
So totally.
That's true. Fact,
and then you get all these people going like, we're not, it's like, no, you're not objectifying it. It's like, we like beautiful things.
Right.
I don't know. It's some people got the gift. Some people don't.
You know
but I'm sticking up for fucked up looking people too, because there's something interesting about how the fuck did your face end up
fans.
Like that? That's crazy.
I mean, but
your eyes, one eye's up here, the other eye's down there.
Soccer fans in particular are some of the craziest looking people.
Yeah.
So
and there's beauty in that too. Not like I want to have sex with you, but like
Dali-esque beauty, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Acid high. Dali-esque beauty.
But,
Picasso beauty.
Yeah, Picasso beauty. But there are like, when you see like a diehard fan who looks like a fucking monster, like looks like Igor, but is having the best time of his life. It's also like really inspiring.
Well,
she's just like anarchy. I love this. This is fun.
But, and they care about that team more than anybody else could, because they're going home to nobody.
Oh my God. I love that.
I got dark.
It's really cute.
But I will. So to your point about seeing a celebrity in real life, actually, as it pertains to our weird sexist conversation right now, or the sexist implied.
I don't think it's sexist.
It's not sexist, but like
I think
implying,
it's the way people are.
You know what I mean? Our, okay, two white dudes.
Sexy.
Dog boobs. Is it sexist?
Sexy.
Nice. Okay, our sexy conversation.
I'm not saying like people that aren't good looking should be thrown in the volcano. Like
I'm saying that.
I do.
So really quickly, dread shaming. So the one celebrity I've ever had that experience, by the way, is David Beckham. I saw David Beckham, and I remember just...
Men can say it about...
Yeah.
You would say it about men and women.
But it
it's
wasn't... Yeah,
women.
Exactly. It wasn't sexualizing him. It was literally looking at him and be like,
beautiful.
Everything is perfectly placed.
You're just the right height.
Yeah.
You're just the right width. Yeah. Your eyes are perfect. Your
voice is
cheekbones.
Like just the right timbre.
Yeah.
Actually, he has a ridiculous voice. It's not
my
right
wife worked with him for a long time and said he's just the nicest guy.
He's the sweetest guy on earth. Yeah. He's got a really good reputation.
That's really cool. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like what Johnny Depp looked like before he became like a crazy...
Yeah.
Swollen drunk.
He gets bad reviews.
Did
he
you read that Rolling Stone article about him?
No.
Check it out. It's really cool.
Do you
cool.
want to read the entire article over
yeah,
the
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. 16-page article.
It's great.
But David Beckham's Posh, though, his wife, I was very unimpressed with.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
her.
You saw her in purse?
I saw them. We went, Christina and I, my girlfriend and I went out to it was like an anniversary dinner at, like yeah. 3 years ago or something. And they were sitting behind us. They were like at the table adjacent to us.
Fun.
And so I was just like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then like Posh would turn on and be like, and it wasn't like, it was more like,
she'd be like, stop staring at me.
You've done some stuff to your face. Like, why did you do
when
that?
When I look at her, I think of a plane crash in the Alps. And when I have to eat her,
tell
it's going to be like picking through a wild... Yeah.
Right.
Bird that
it's
has
like
no
when
meat.
Try to eat
on
quail.
It.
It's like eating, eating.
It's like eating quail.
So
when I see her, I think of eating quail.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. There's that.
Sounds,
yeah.
I agree with you.
Just not. I'm not appetized by it.
Yeah. But that's so that was.
That's how I judge people.
That happened last week on Reddit, amongst many other things. I think there's a lot of other things that we.
What
can
are
talk
you thinking
about,
right now?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if I would eat you if we crashed or not.
Take it as a compliment. I know, it's been a busy week. A lot of stuff.
It has been a busy week, and I think that the thing that we're going to talk about today, I don't see it on the front page, but I think it has certainly got a lot of... I've seen it pop up a lot on Reddit about Bermit Patty.
Bermit Patty. Everybody remembers Barbecue Becky.
Right.
From
you know what's
back.
Funny, though? I didn't... I recognize Barbecue Becky from the images.
From her wraparound sunglasses.
From the wraparound sunglasses and the shot of her crying at the police.
Yeah.
Because she also looks like... Barbecue Becky looks like she could be like a bouncer at a pretty populated club.
You're right. She's tough.
Like, she looks like she's not the kind of person who's going to cry at a police officer for some woman asking her why she's being racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dog Boobs, can you give us the Barbecue Becky back? Story.
Yeah, so Barbecue Becky was a white woman who came upon black people in a park barbecuing and decided to call the police because they looked suspicious and she didn't think they had like the proper
permitting
right?
for a charcoal grill.
Grill.
Was it their own grill or was it the park's grill?
I don't know. It might have. I don't know the details.
You're
I think it
to,
ended
you're
up.
You're talking
it was
to a
just,
rule smith over here.
You're a rule smith. And then this
scientist,
week,
rule smith,
another white woman. Called the police on a little girl selling water bottles.
Right.
Like a little black girl selling water bottles.
Right. Yeah.
And it's, I think it's, and that, those are the
Her
two
name
most
is
publicized.
Allison
but,
Attell. And this was in San Francisco, which is currently the whitest place ever.
Right. Well, it's actually, we probably should have led this story with the 117,000.
Yeah. You missed a kick ass segue.
I know. I did.
But you know what?
I was so excited to talk about
there.
It. But,
let's
yeah,
go back
so this,
to
this took,
missed segues.
This took
section
place
of the
in
show.
Fucking San Francisco, which
I
is
know.
Like, it, sometimes just life makes sense. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like sometimes it just all clicks together perfectly.
Where you're just like, of course it did.
Yeah. And this is one of those moments where it was like this woman who owns a fucking THC dog treat company.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Like
yeah.
Cannabis.
Like CBD
cannabis.
For
yeah.
dogs or
yeah.
whatever.
And it's like, and she's a, you know, like a in the tech entrepreneur kind of circle.
Yeah.
And
which adds to it when you think about
it.
Because here is this white woman making millions of dollars and living in San Francisco based on cannabis. Well, she's like the CEO of like an up-and-coming cannabis company.
But I'm the CEO of my
Meanwhile, there are like
right
tons
now.
Of black people in prison for cannabis-related crimes.
I know,
it's just
totally.
Like, it just adds to the painting of how fucked up this was. Mwah,
perfect.
God, thank you, Permit Patty, for creating
you just painted
like,
a nice mise-en-scene.
Beautiful mise-en-scene.
Did you fucking, like... Are you on Kratom right now? You're coming out with all these really smart things that are uncharacteristic.
Yeah, you keep slipping into other languages.
Yeah, you're slipping into Dr. Friday over here.
I'm mid-seizure right now.
Okay.
I'm having a seizure. Seems okay. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, all right.
Because of that story, I think it was good to sort of relate that to white people Twitter, which is just a really fun sub to go through. And
it's less like, it's not... controversial. It's funny.
It's funny.
Really funny.
Yeah. It's one of the. They're almost like automatic memes. The way people write these things. Like somebody writes something. And it's so quintessentially what a white person might say.
Right.
It just becomes memeified.
Yeah.
But it's never gonna like go public. But you read it and you're like, yep, that's so fucking right on. They're almost like great. I was reading through them all last night, going like, fuck, that's another great line.
Right.
They're almost like great stand up.
They're
bits
great. Yeah.
Yeah.
All by themselves, and I was just having a good time. And they're not racist or controversial.
No.
And I was kind of expecting more.
What came first?
Well,
I don't know, like
white people Twitter or black people Twitter?
So that's a really good question. So this is part
chicken
of
or
what,
the egg,
so
you know?
Nice, right? Yeah. So both of them are really popular. I think black people Twitter is more popular. Do you know what the numbers are on that one?
Let me look it up.
I think it's more flamboyant. It was more in the news.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think
because
it was
controversial.
Yes. And I think it was certainly both of them serve an interesting purpose. So the reason we brought up Permit Patty is because it's a super racially charged story, right? Because she called the police on a black girl who was selling water outside of the San Francisco baseball stadium, I think, right?
It was outside
Twitter
of her apartment.
Is four times more popular than white people Twitter.
So they called.
It's interesting. There's
called
four times
girl.
Less black people in the United States than white people.
Is that true?
They're all, everybody's on.
I wonder if there's an algorithm there I can crank out real quick.
I mean, you are the numbers.
Just snort
fella.
Some Kratom and figure it out.
Kratom, I have a Kratom update for you all.
Oh, nice. We'll get to that. Yeah. That'll be the end of pod thing. So it was a really racially charged story. The woman, if you haven't seen the video, we'll obviously post it on our social channels and on our subreddit, which we do have, by the way. I don't know if we'd mentioned that, but DigiReddit subreddit, which we've been horribly inattentive to. Like I said, we started it and then fucking forgot about it, but we're going to get back to it. Anyway, and she's also Permit Patty when she's calling. The woman who is the aunt of the little girl she's calling on is like chasing her down and be like, why are you calling on this little girl? And Permit Patty's like trying to hide behind like a little fucking concrete slab to like hide from her racial,
like she knows she's being a
She knows she's being an
Tuesday.
Idiot, and she's trying to hide and kind of whatever. And anyway, it's I don't want to say this is a white privilege thing because I don't really think that's probably the correct terminology about what's happening here. It's more, it's actually, you know, what's funny is this is my buddy. I have a friend who is black who we talk about these things all the time.
Nice.
All my good friends
he
are
sent
black.
He sent me a post from the Daily Stormer, which is like a neo-Nazi blog, which we both hate, obviously. But it was
it's funny. That sounds exactly like how a neo-Nazi
would
be.
But
titled.
He sent me a post that he was like, I agree with this. What the fuck is going on right now? Because it was the Daily Stormer was like, call this what you will, but it is racism. And we were just like,
wait,
what? Wait, hold on. And then like you read the article and you realize that they're like, finally, the race wars are coming to the fold, right? But it was, like, but they said it was, they said it was, I mean, I don't think this is offensive to say.
Dude, the race wars are going to be crazy.
I know. But they said it was Negro fatigue, I think is what they said in the Daily Stormer article.
Woof.
I know. But which is super offensive, but also at the same time.
I mean, consider the source.
Consider the source, Daily Stormer. But it was like that. My friend basically was like, this is the same way that people in like kind of black civil rights circles would also describe this as like white people not being able to tolerate the natural behaviors of black communities, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what Permit Patty
Negro
said.
Negro fatigue, I get that.
Yeah,
okay.
Like she was like, oh, she was yelling and wouldn't stop yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the equivalent of like being like, it was the equivalent of being like black people are loud, right? It's like that was kind of essentially what
black people talk in movies.
Yes, like what she said that was in defense of her decision, but was clearly a racist, like a. And it was really interesting because it was just one of those things where all these glaring issues about the San Francisco tech culture and like white, justice warrior shit and all that fucking bullshit.
I think there are like cultural norms, and I'll take it away from just black whites just to make it easier to talk about. But like you could say my Italian family is really, really loud when they're at a dinner or function
when they're at all,
and everyone's like screaming and yelling, and it's like,
I'm kidding.
Maybe that's like
they're at Buga de Beppo's, they're very loud.
You could say my Irish Catholic family super drunk and fuck like rabbits, because they are
And if you put that culture in a culture that's not that, like, let's just say like the proper British family who's like stuck up white and has like the manners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they think that behavior is disgusting and they kind of like snub their nose at it. So I think there's some of that going on here culturally. Now, God, in sort of like the past, maybe you could just rip on cultures for being different and it was like part of the American joke fabric.
Right.
But now like the race, I mean, it's so much different with the black white thing that it like adds this huge charge to it.
Right.
When
there's so many
maybe
like real life consequences to it now that people are like, shit.
There is a cultural difference potentially between groups. I think we can all sort of admit that. I don't think it's across the board.
But I don't think it's a problem. I think it's, I mean,
I don't think it's a problem either, but I think
you think it is. Yeah,
I think people are tribally different based on where they came up and their cultures.
I think it's really a
we're
lot
proud
of
that stuff.
Community more than race.
The issue, I think, is when you think that you're. I mean, this is the issue across the world, and this is actually this is why we'll get to the white people Twitter, which is actually what's so nice about both white people Twitter and black people Twitter, but as it pertains to this pod, white people Twitter, is when the Permit Patty thinks that her version of social decorum is better than somebody else's.
Exactly.
Right? Which is the problem.
Yes.
Is
and
that
so
you go,
she says,
you need to stop acting like
right.
that.
And
right.
And like, this is my world, and you have to do what I say.
Exactly.
And that's where the argument is. And that's where there comes a problem.
Right.
But I think sort of addressing the fact that cultures have like things that they're proud of. I mean, gay pride just happened, right?
Yes.
That's a culture.
Totally.
Okay, you look at all the videos online and like, you know, it's a very specific culture. It looks pretty looks pretty fun. Everyone's out there, their shirts out, their nipples pierced, partying.
Right.
Totally. Everyone's got six packs. Totally. How do they get them? I don't know. It's amazing.
But then, like, the Christian crowd goes like, this is morally apprehensible. Get out of here. Get
and
off the streets. This is illegal.
And they're both white. And, like, we have one community culture judging enough. Whatever.
Right.
My version's right. Your version's wrong. And when someone's like, mine's right, yours is wrong, is when the problems
right really start. and that is ultimately the crux of why the Permit Patty thing came to fold, and it's been a really big deal.
We
like
boiled
this girl
it down.
This girl, I mean, I don't agree with how the internet has handled her, because they have like publicly doxed her and ruined her life, right? It's been like one of those things where like she like deserved to be criticized, but like once it becomes
but not
the
by me.
Well, once it becomes the internet's
not
favorite
by,
fucking
I don't know.
Thing. Yeah, I
not
agree
by
with
me,
that.
Like, dude. What am I going to do? I don't know anything about
Well,
these.
What you're going to do is you're going to talk about her online and ruin her life. Like, that's essentially what happened, right? So,
well, it's already ruined, so it's like...
So, yeah, exactly. But
I'm not going to be the lead ruiner.
Yeah. And a lot of people want to be the lead ruiner, though. And a lot of people are like, the woke Olympics. I've heard that come up a lot, and I love that phrase.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
And it's like a lot of people, like, how woke can you be? And, you know, whatever. But anyway, so as it pertains to white people Twitter, I think it takes what is nice about white people Twitter and black people Twitter, but like I said, this as it pertains to like Permit Patty and all the whiteness thing, white people Twitter, it takes the stereotypes of white life, and it's not exclusively white life, but like the cartoon fucking, you know, like literally like a comic strip version of what whiteness and being a white person in America is like, and boils it into these simple Twitter statements that are fucking hilarious. So like you know, going to the PacSun in the mall, like that, like seeing tweets about that kind of shit is what you see on white people Twitter. And then also, and it's like not for or about white people. It's just fucking funny moments of whiteness. I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Most of white people Twitter is tweets, right? Obviously, because it's Twitter. And this was kind of like a real live version. I think that was video, which is really easy to share, which was like proof, which is why it kind of got popular. And so I mean, I think we should sort of like,
well, but
I don't know if I don't want to like talk about justice the whole episode.
No, I think of course, it's like, of course.
Gets fucking whatever.
But I will say that like, even though Permit Patty is the reason we wanted to talk about white people Twitter because of Permit Patty.
Yeah.
Is because it was like, this is the bad kind of like racial profiling and thinking that your version of decorum is better than the others, right? White people Twitter is like funny. It's like you never get into shit that's
it's not really argumentative.
Yeah, it's not. Like, and it's the same with black people Twitter. I mean, it's like it's funny and it's like
their observations from that cultural like
and
point of view.
The more you read them, the more you realize there really isn't much of a through line.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
The rules kind of outline that too. Rule number one is just must include a white person.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty broad.
Right.
And it just has to. Yeah.
It's a nice read.
And it is. They're fun. I feel like what they are really is they're like, same with black people Twitter, just really, really funny tweets and like jokes and stuff, but that are like loosely related to racial stereotypes. But in a way, we can all just be like, ha ha, that's
it's shit white
that's
people.
That's harmlessly fun.
Shit white people would have said. And you're like, yep, that's 100%.
Yeah.
You hit it. You nailed it. And like the black people Twitter is the same way. And like, that's fine to say that. Like, that's what they are. It's okay.
I actually think
it's
that's
fun.
Really
we like
fun.
It.
It's a cool community because I feel like a lot of people just get to laugh at stuff.
It's fun making fun of your culture.
It's nice to laugh. Like,
so,
it's a tough
feels
time.
Good, feels good to laugh.
Feels good to just laugh.
So this is, you want to start getting
just one more thing about Perm Patty. So the woman who videotaped it sent it to her cousin who posted on Twitter. And I thought this was kind of interesting. Her Twitter name is Racist Raj.
Ooh.
And and so I started looking at her Twitter account. She's from East Oakland. She's like very pro Africa. Like her bio thing reads: Africa fed the world, but the world eats without Africa. She's American. She's from East Oakland. Her name's Racist Raj. So I'm going like, wow, this is like this girl's kind of like gung ho,
fighting fire with fire,
fighting fire with fire. Yeah. And so you took this situation, send it to Racist Raj. Racist Raj blows it up, and it kind of like gets his thing. And she's obviously got feelings about race.
Right.
It's in her name. And so it kind of, I don't know, I just thought that was an interesting part of the story that...
That is really interesting. I didn't even know that. That's a fascinating subtext to the overall story.
Yeah, and then Racist Raj gets interviewed by a couple, like, small online publications, and she kind of gives her take on it. And, you know, she is not fond of Permit Patty. And
she's
throwing fuel into sort of the race divide
for sure,
you know, and not all. I don't want to get into it, but I just thought it was like an interesting.
I mean, it is fighting fire with fire.
It totally was,
and I think it's also insinuating race where maybe I it's not to say there was an underlying foundation of racism in what Permit Patty did, but I don't think Permit Patty is not like fucking Richard Spencer. It wasn't like that was her ultimate prerogative, right? It was just kind of that latent racism that we see boil up a lot. That is like really the problem in America. Right?
I'll one more bitch and complain here about people who are hawking shit on the street when I'm just minding my own goddamn business.
And then we're gonna read some white.
When I'm leaving Whole Foods with my quinoa, and
my queen wheat.
That motherfucker from the ACLU wants me to sign up. Okay,
that motherfucker
you know
from
what?
The ACLU.
I'm on the way home to make
and
chia pudding.
Greenpeace.
So.
Why don't you back the fuck off, hippie bro with your dreadlocks? I got a parking lot to get to.
Time to dread shame again.
Yeah.
Oh, white guys with dreadlocks? The worst. So that guy sucks. And then when I'm at the beach, tanning. And that little lady's walking by selling her frozen watermelons.
Yeah,
and they,
without a permit while I drink beer out of a water bottle.
That's right. I'm drinking out of one of my my Nalgene's.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's selling without a permit for sure. And guess who's calling the cops?
This guy.
This Italian American.
So it's not just black people breaking the rules. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Latinos.
It's Italians.
It's white guys with dreadlocks. It's Italians. Okay. It's just, it's everybody. And across the board.
Not breaking the rules, though.
Across the board.
This guy.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say sometimes those people can be in your face and annoying when you just aren't ready for it.
I agree with that.
And I think it has nothing to do with who's selling it, but you're just like, get out of here. Scram. I'm walking in my parking lot and a guy jumps out from the bush. He's like, hey, you want to buy these magazines? You're like,
you want to buy these watches?
You're like, no, I don't want any cologne. Is that code for blowjob? Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, so I think it's potentially less about race or more about race. Hard to say.
Yeah, hard to
say.
And
this is a clearly like it looks racial.
Right.
So it feels racial.
And I think, I mean,
but how many situations?
I'm of the mind that it is because like you look at I think it definitely is. But the good thing about white people Twitter is that it's funny.
Yeah. Back to the white people Twitter. All right. So
anyway,
That sets the reason why we're talking about white people Twitter. So anyway, all right. So you want to go through the rules a little bit more? Because I think the rules are actually really important to the tone of this specific subreddit.
Totally. Do you want me to just do the rules?
Oh yes, please. Because none of us can read.
I'll go fast because then you're going to, you know, lead us through like our white Sherpa.
Right.
All right. Number one rule, must include a white person in any way, shape, or form.
White Sherpa climbing Mount England.
Mount England. Number two, no hate speech or mean-spirited posts. We do not tolerate racism, sexism, or bigotry. Seriously, you'll be banned.
Right.
Number three, no bullying or witch hunting. This includes comments disparaging people whose tweets and posts are featured here. No doxing, which everybody probably knows already.
Like nobody follows the rules.
Giving personal information out. And then mark not safe for work content. So it's pretty much just like, share funny things that include a white person.
Yeah, and it's not. Yeah, exactly. And it's not. I mean, so my favorite tweet in white people Twitter is from my boy Jack Wagner, Versace Tamagotchi, kind of major internet celebrity now, and this like sums up white person Twitter to me, right? So the title of the post is "Meet me at Sbarro at 0200 and don't let anyone see you," which is funny. And then the tweet is, the next Call of Duty should be a realistic RPG that starts with you working at a Little Caesars and an army recruiter lies to you at the mall.
Holy shit. That would be such a good game.
That'd be so good, right?
And suddenly you're just like, where the fuck am I?
I know. I think that's why I think it's like obviously it's coming from Jack, who's a white guy, but also it's like that quintessential like I know those people. I know that experience. I think the mall is, for whatever reason, a very like white person Twitter kind of topic, right? Like smoothies.
Yeah, Karen goes
to the mall
for sure.
It's like a lot of that kind of stuff. So, and it's just like it also like focuses on basic. I think like basic as like the kind of internet term is like an underlying topic within the white person Twitter landscape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go back and I'm gonna free.
This is a really funny tweet. This girl Jenna Claire, she looks like a stereotypical basic bitch white girl.
Nice.
Just all caps, laughing my ass off. Shout out to that one person who hears you when you're talking in a group and smiles and replies to you while no one else is even paying attention, so you don't feel like a complete waste of space. That's a thing that happens.
That's a very relatable thing.
I try to be that person for people. You know, like if you're in a group and you're like around in a circle and you can sense someone's on the outside of your circle, you open up the circle.
Oh, I agree with that. I do that too.
It's like step out, let that person in. There are some people who relish the feeling of being in a circle with someone outside the circle.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think it's an interesting social behavior because I you really got to feel for those people, man.
Yeah.
Social acceptance is hard. And I think if you're not feeling socially accepted, woof, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself, but you know what I mean? It's very sad. Here's a top of all time on white people Twitter. HTML backgrounds too, please. From Sidebay. Twitter needs an update where you can play music on your page. So when somebody comes, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
Twitter needs an update where you can play music on your page. So when somebody come on your page, they're going to be hearing your favorite song. And then it's in response to, in response to somebody who said, we have finally reached the generation that doesn't know what MySpace is.
Oh, God.
So
she was describing MySpace.
She was describing MySpace.
Yeah,
but has never heard of MySpace.
But did not know what MySpace was.
It's perfect. It's finally
God.
So funny. So good.
And that's funny that was, I never thought of MySpace that way, but that is what MySpace
yeah.
was.
It was like a personally curated right. website
right.
for yourself.
Yeah.
It was your own website, right?
Yeah. I guess,
but it wasn't a lot of, like, the shareability effect right. wasn't as heavy as it is on Facebook.
I guess now that I'm thinking about white person Twitter, I guess it can really be defined by basicness. I think yeah. that's like, that is really the quintessential tonal through line of white people Twitter.
Can you describe basic, I mean, in your own way, basicness? I think we all kind of like get it.
Everybody
internally,
has.
But like,
yeah, I think. Basic is
it's the almost... quality or degree of being basic.
Okay.
That's what it is. I mean,
dictionary.com says.
Doy. Yeah. I made a
my
like
friend Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
I love that when that's like a spelling bee tournament
yeah.
thing that they always do where it's
and
just like
cool.
Can you define basic, and they go of or being of the basic quality.
Yeah, you're like, okay, use it in a sentence.
Just, yeah.
Like, thanks for nothing. Yeah.
I would love to drop a joke at a spelling bee and just see the reaction of people not get it.
Oh, I know.
I know. They're just thinking how to spell
yeah.
it.
So I guess basic would be an antithesis. I feel like
it's when popular things become critical mass, like come to critical
yes,
mass.
I agree. It's like popular things become critical mass. And it's like kind of the quintessential guilty pleasure idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Can I say like, would a fedora have been basic? Just to like use an example that we all, not
yeah.
anymore, but
yeah.
at the time.
I think at one point,
in 2009, you know?
I think fedoras have become their own weird joke.
I actually literally made this document and we'll post
about
it.
About basic?
Literally made this a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
The cyclical nature of basicness.
Oh, wow.
This is like E equals MC squared.
Like an example. This is my idea. The example, like, I feel like the opposite of basic is bad
right.
in a good way. Like bad bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
interesting.
Some people just, let's take LaCroix, for instance. Some people discover LaCroix and they make it the new baddest drink.
Okay.
People right. are like, this is an underground thing. It's
right.
flavored water,
but there's no calories.
It's no calories. So then it gains recognizability and popularity
right.
until it reaches critical mass and
right.
it becomes basic as fuck. And in a few years, people will forget about it, and then
right.
the cycle will begin anew.
So I think I actually have my own theory about LaCroix.
And this is the other document. The ultimate
oh.
basic is a baby. Babies
oh,
are basic
okay.
as they come. They don't even have personalities yet. And then Beyonce is the most bad.
So did you when you presented this, did you just like walk into a conference room and just
yep.
throw it down and people were just like, do you have a guest pass?
yeah. yeah. I walk into businesses with this presentation.
What are you doing at the Rand Institute?
You present it to reception.
It's my TED talk.
Yeah.
It's a really short TED talk, but it is.
A two-page TED talk. I think so LaCroix, in terms of basicness, by the way, I think LaCroix is really interesting because there is LaCroix, but I would argue that Pomplemousse is like actually basic to the point of like
the
almost,
most basic of
it's like beyond accessibility at this
yeah.
point. Where you just kind of like you get it and you go, that's like that's what people who listen to fucking Coldplay drink. I am a lime guy. You know what
oh!
I mean? Like there's within the LaCroix.
Coconut? Are you a coconut?
No,
coconut's bad.
No,
coconut's
you know,
the worst.
Bad
right?
but good.
You know the best thing
because it's shitty.
I went to Whole Foods or something once.
Yeah.
And
so
I went to get LaCroix, another white thing, and it was literally all LaCroix was out except for a mountain of coconut.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny.
So your
like,
Instagram
God damn
tweet
it.
Would have been like, God damn, Whole Foods, why don't you just know that everyone loves Pomplemousse? Like, that's your
like,
white person
yeah.
Twitter.
It's like with Starburst. I'm like, just make one with the pinks. Like, come on. You
yeah.
don't need to make. You don't
oh,
need to manufacture the
yeah.
yellow ones. Nobody
guess,
wants
that. That's funny
because
I like the yellow ones, but I also love Satan. So that must be part
yeah,
of it.
That's yeah, that's
I guess
part
my
of it.
Argument would be, if life was all pink Starbursts, what would be worth fighting for to get to the pink?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's no struggle, what is there?
Right.
Yeah.
Think about
that. I mean, that is a very, that is an existential problem like I've never heard.
Yeah.
I live in the ether.
Yes. But okay. So anyway, back to posts. So
I found
this
a link to, oh, you go.
No.
Because I found a good one, but it'll take a minute.
It's about basic bitches?
No, it's a link out to a quiz of how white we all are.
Oh
cool. Let's do that. I was just going to read a quick one. But
and then it just like gives you a link to a 23andMe.
Yeah, pretty much.
From at X Natata. I just this one's like was my biggest fear too. One of my biggest fears is that I'll marry into a family that runs 5Ks on holidays.
Oh my God.
Like we've all dated people that are like way too happy and a little too people. Like we get up at 5 on Christmas morning and run a race for cancer. You're like, yeah. God, you're so much better
than
me.
I'm like, wow. I like to sleep until 11
and then eat bacon and then take another nap.
Yep.
And then watch Christmas Story four times in a row and then poop.
There are two types of people in this world. It's the 5K people and then us.
Yeah.
5K God. People.
People who run 5Ks
oh, yeah. on the holidays. Oh, I just God. Thought that was a very white thing, but
my family does that shit. I did that once and I was like, never again. God damn it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good God.
I get it, but I don't want to do it.
No.
I'm not even sure I get it. Yeah. Completely honest.
Yeah. It's not long enough to talk about.
Right.
And here's the thing. Like,
it's like, what, 2.5 miles?
Yeah. And maybe it's because like your presence gives it a bigger profile, which means more people will buy tickets and donate next year. But I'm like, I'll just buy the ticket and not run. Yeah. Like, if you want money's what you want, just tell me.
Don't you get a turkey if you win it?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
This is another white people Twitter that made me think of you. It's your dad.
Oh,
to the max. I love baby boomers who say kids don't even know how to write cursive in a negative way. Like, okay, grandma, you can't even turn in your laptop without getting 6 viruses and writing half your retirement money to a Nigerian prince.
Oh,
I was like, dude,
that's
your dad hates old people.
I hate old people.
I saw another
I'm really
tweet.
Into euthanizing.
I saw another tweet just like that. This girl goes, my nana asked me how to Instagram. And girl, I think the fuck not. We let your generation on Facebook for 5 minutes and got a Brexit and Trump. Nah, you lot better stick to Hotmail before we die in this bitch. That's really funny.
True. It's true. Those ones made me actually think. I'm like, fuck, you're right. There was another one about Congress.
Right.
I don't know what it was, but it was like ripping on generation, the millennial
Just call
generation.
Them baby boomers, yeah.
And
boomers.
Oh, like, it was baby boomers ripping on millennials?
Yes. Or it was millennials saying, you're always ripping on millennials. I'm butchering this tweet because I can't find it. But the response is like, you can't, like, look what you've done with the government. Right. Look what you do with Congress. You're all baby boomers or whatever you, what generation you are. The people below us, the Gen Zs, are only eating Tide Pods all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're stupid. And so maybe the millennials have created this whole new industry that's going to be the new way.
Right,
and
right.
So maybe time to give them a little credit instead of like, your fucking way.
That we killed TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It needed to die.
It needed to die. And guess what? Like the way government works needs to die. And
you know
like,
what? We killed hotel loyalty programs because we invented Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it's way fucking cooler than Marriott Courtyard.
And so millennials have created all that stuff and are driving the future. And so give it 10, 15, 20 years. Like
fucking baby boomers. God damn, dude.
God, I hate
this
them.
This is one I relate to a lot because my girlfriend is like this. Not the first part of this, but the second part. So this is from a guy named Lee Braun. Like LeBron. His name is Lee. My girlfriend told me she would suck John Mayer's dick in front of her own dad because she loves him so much. I said the girl on a Netflix show we were watching was cute, and she got mad and told me to watch it by myself.
I love that.
I read that and
I get
laughed.
That.
That happens to me literally all the time.
I love that. How dare you?
Yeah, Christina, literally yesterday, I said we got a VR headset. And just because Oculus Go is insane.
Yeah, awesome.
And I was like, you should watch porn on it. It's insane. And she goes, oh, I hate how much you like porn. I go, everybody likes porn. Yeah. That's the point of porn.
It's like, you probably do.
Yeah. And then
like,
she like got mad at me. And I was just like, I'm not, like, everybody likes porn.
I get
That's
it, though.
How
like,
it's designed to be.
I know. And I'm not saying this from like a woman's perspective. I'm saying it from a narcissist perspective or like a self, like I am a self-centered person. Like, I think a lot of us all really are.
Yes, but
like,
everybody
I'm
is.
Like, it's harmless when I do it. Like, I know what I'm thinking, but then I think the worst of whoever else is.
Exactly.
And I'm like, yeah, but you, though, you have an ulterior motive.
I mean, Christina's literally told me that before. She says, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about everybody else. And I'm like, well, what the hell, dude? Like, let me be in control of my own fucking fate here, goddammit.
My own destiny.
I know. Yeah, let me control my own destiny.
This is hilarious. My Uber driver, seeing my face not on my profile, switches his music from rap to the Chainsmokers. And this is probably the worst I'll ever be racially profiled. From Nick Luft at Lufty.
That's actually really
just like
funny.
A basic white guy.
It's like that's what white racial profiling is.
I was
which is... I wish I could get upset about it, but it's just funny.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
I was at.
Sometimes you have to just laugh.
Feels good to laugh.
You got to do the good stuff too, and actually like try to make a difference. But you also just need to laugh so you just don't go fucking crazy.
I know, right?
I went to the beach over the week with my 18-month-old kid, and there's this kids' beach that we go to. There's no waves. It's super safe. Right, all kids, right? It's parents and kids. If you're not one of those, it's like you kind of stick out.
Right.
It's kind of bizarre. And so I'm sitting there. It's like Sunday afternoon, and these like two like tatted up white guy, like snarly methy looking guys, like roll over with their BMX bikes and like walk down the beach, sagging pants, shirt off, side tattoos like strippers. And
sick.
And they come down to the beach. They sit down. They start smoking cigarettes, and then they pull out like a bottle of raspberry Smirnoff and start pulling from it. And I'm like going on dad mode. I'm like, who the fuck are these guys?
Who are these jokers?
This is a kids' beach, man.
Right.
You go to the big people beach if you want to smoke your smoke your grass, okay?
Smoking
and so I'm sort
dope.
Of like, just like, they're not doing anything. I probably used to do that shit, but they're kind of pissing me off just for being there.
It's like your cousin Mitch or whatever. He used to jump off the bridge.
So he's like my cousin Matt, dude. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there and I'm eyeballing and then the guy pulls out his phone and starts bumping like shitty rap on that phone speaker, which just bugs me.
Right.
God.
And then this moment happens and I'm like, this is the best. Like his Pandora station, which he doesn't pay for the subscription for, cuts the commercial.
Right.
And the commercials for the stations he was listening to were for really, really shitty people products. Like get your associate's degree from University of, and it was like,
University
and it was like,
of Phoenix.
And then like, rims for lease. Like,
oh my God.
And I'm like listening going like, oh, you know what? I'm not as like pissed anymore.
Like, you're like, I kind of see the context now.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing that well.
Yeah.
Right.
Based on his Pandora station? Is that okay if I can judge
that?
Fuck that guy.
He's getting
based
served
on his Pandora
out.
Station,
loser, dude.
Based on his ads for his Pandora
station.
Yeah.
Loser.
Right.
Buying
he's getting
rims.
Served leased rim ads. Like, who leases rims?
Yeah. It was funny. It made it all better.
Okay. How white are you guys? Would
pretty.
You say? On a scale
pretty,
of one.
Pretty tan, dude. I mean.
1 to 10.
I mean, I'm a creamy caramel.
Yeah.
I mean. That's an interesting question because my 23andMe is really complicated.
Yeah.
So I have
We're not talking about.
I mean,
genetics.
I am.
I'm
literally
more about the things I like.
Cultural.
And I'm like,
what's
the things
white?
I like? I'm
a solid 8.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty white.
I'm. Good question.
You have a Gap credit card.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I had a Gap and a J. Crew credit card.
That's like you got 7 points.
Yeah,
out of that alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that, and then naming my dog the name of a human, I think, got me that next bump.
Do you talk about your miles programs at dinner parties?
No, because I don't understand credit cards, which is maybe also why. Maybe not.
That's a demerit. Actually,
my dog's name is Shank, named after a prison knife.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if that is a white thing.
You misspelled shark
but
on
you
her
trade,
birth certificate.
Yeah. But you trade in
misspelled Scott.
You trade in Bitcoin, which is very white.
Don't do that anymore.
Oh, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
Lost it all.
Out of the life.
I lost all my savings, so I'm out now.
Bummer.
No, I mean, I listen to a lot of black metal, which is I guess it's kind of a white thing.
Super white, right?
It's a very Scandinavian thing. So.
Yeah, that's white.
I don't know, man. Maybe like a 5, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certainly white, but I like...
You're more white than you seem.
It doesn't seem like you shopped at a Gap.
I think... No, I don't shop at a Gap.
But you're a philosophy major.
Nope.
Yes.
You're a philosophy...
Yeah. Playwright or something?
I was at one point, yeah.
See, that's a 10.
That's not a white person.
I was a philosophy minor.
There are a lot of...
These are jobs that aren't jobs.
Of color.
They're...
And it wasn't a job for me either. I didn't get paid for that shit.
See, and then defending it makes you even more white.
Come on, man. Get out of here. That's not right. All right, here's another tweet. Rogue Dad, MD, just learned our 9-year-old didn't experiment on us. Lost tooth. Told no one for third. Kept tooth under his pillow. No money. Then he tells us he lost the tooth. Next night, there's money under the pillow. Then confronted us with his scientific evidence that the tooth fairy isn't real. Fucking smart, dude.
That's so funny. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's a thinker. He's thinking.
Thinking while I was making fun of you for being white. We're making fun of people for being white.
Yeah.
Like that's like a new thing. Being white is bad.
Well, I think it's make fun.
It's permeated the culture and whatever. I mean, it's kind of always been dorky white guy is bad.
Yeah.
But now it's like maybe the worst. I don't know. Interesting.
I know. I feel like it's like remember
you don't
want to
be white.
Well,
there was that book Shit People White. There's shit yeah, white shit people. White.
Well, and there was a fucking Netflix that show that was called Dear White People.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like a great show.
I know it's a great season. Show, but it's like it.
I haven't watched.
I mean,
you know
we.
What it, you know what I think part of it is that like we the United States is like obviously founded on racism,
right.
And like we grew up, I think, at a really cool and weird time
it's founded
in
on
society.
Slavery.
Yeah.
Which is not racism.
Well, it was
I think
founded
it is.
On racism.
I think it
yeah.
is.
I think there are racial undertones to almost everything.
Yeah.
I think the criminality of weed is almost the most exaggerated.
Totally. But I think like our age too, like the where how we grew up was like a time when it became like let's like just acknowledge that and
right. I agree
I think
that.
By acknowledging it like one of the ways to do that is like I don't know, using humor to take, like, kind of fuck the status quo a little bit.
I mean, it is a little bit of the woke Olympics, which I think can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
However, I do think that, the record... You know, it's funny, we're having this conversation right now, because I was literally just with two friends the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One is Iraqi, and the other one is black from Texas.
Nice,
and
dude.
And they're working on a this, like, diversity... points. Fucking they're working on this diversity initiative that I'm helping them write. And I was... talking to them about it because I was like, listen, like the way we're talking about this, I am clearly excluded from this by the way it's worded. And they kind of gave me a little bit of like not you. You're not like not that kind of white.
Yeah,
you're
not
excluded.
Capital W white.
But it was interesting because it was one of those moments where I think you used to hear that happen a lot about people of color, right? Where it'd be like, oh, I just hate you know, I hate African American culture. Not like you, buddy, but like these guys, right? And it was very, and everybody would always be like, "The fuck are you talking about, dude?" Like you can't, generalize.
It's like,
there
you
that.
Go.
But then we are. I mean, I think all of us can also generalize like this. Be like, you know, fucking not white like Mike Pence. Fuck that white. Fuck that guy. I hate those kind of white people, right? But it's such a
it's
weird
like
one.
You're
it's
saying
so
everybody
yeah.
because of the color of skin is the same.
Well, and part of it too is like if it's
the
whole
fuck
not
is everyone
all men
smoking,
bullshit.
Dude.
It's like we know, like we know it's not all white people.
Right.
Like I think the difference between making a generalization about white people versus a minority is that white people are in the position of like power.
Yeah.
And you know, making a generalization about them, like what is the consequence there?
Right.
Big picture wise.
Yep.
Whereas if you're stereotyping a minority that already is struggling by, you know, not being treated fairly.
Not being considered
I can
equal,
see.
Right.
Yeah. I see like it's like how people say you cannot be racist to white people.
Totally.
And I get it. Like, semantics and the literal definition of racism. But I get what they mean, too.
Yeah.
It's like someone being racist to me is it doesn't have a consequence that impacts my life.
I agree with that. I mean, I think it's I don't. Really honestly have a side on that issue, which is strange because I feel like I have a side on most things. I feel like I'm very interested in the semantics of where that's going, because I think that this is like recognizing embracing whiteness is an interesting thing, but embracing whiteness is a very complicated thing too. And I think that white people Twitter almost feels like it's the closest that you can get to like embracing your whiteness in an innocuous way versus being proud of your whiteness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's so true. It's like, I'm not proud of being white, but it's like, we're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, that's
love
the thing.
It.
It's like, exactly. When you're like,
white culture's
tweeting
dope,
about
dude.
LaCroix and shit is like it's like an embracing of this weird white culture, if you want to call it white.
Yeah.
But it's not
like a tongue in cheek white culture.
Yeah. It's like not being proud. Like, I think there's a big difference between being like white pride, right? And then
that
being
is,
like, this is. Interesting
in my opinion
this, right?
That is white culture is things like LaCroix. That's
exactly,
it's funny
exactly.
It's tongue-in-cheek because when you look at it white people don't
right.
literally have white culture. There's no such thing as white culture.
Let me be pro white culture for a second.
What is white culture?
No, it's well I mean America's a country built on laws and rules.
Oof, that was you almost got to a very dangerous place there.
But
let me defend white culture. America's a country built on
slavery.
Well, that's like the number one talking point of the fucking Richard Spencers of the world. Yeah,
but it's a country built on law and rule, right?
Right.
That's kind of like what
cool.
we believe in as the fabric that keeps it together.
Right.
And so you see a Permit Patty. As like this little manifestation of someone trying to keep the rules in
check. Trying to keep rule of law, yeah.
I think it seems dorky to follow the rules, and that's like applied to permit Patty and white people. That's kind of what that tweet seems like.
Yeah,
it was
like
about.
That. Yes. It's like Dwight Schrute.
Dwight Schrute.
Dwight
yes.
Dwight Schrute is a perfect example of permit Patty.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
totally.
So
there's actually a
right.
funny post about
that
Dwight Schrute
mean
in
people
white people
rules.
Twitter where it was like. Someone posted a picture of a cosplay of Dwight Schrute, and
right.
his Twitter handle responded, "Identity theft is not a fucking joke."
That's amazing.
Just to the cosplay,
but he's
that's
that.
Amazing.
But
yeah,
yeah, that I totally.
But
get.
that's the extreme version of it, and I guess this is again where I kind of come on the side of like I think it's a white fucking like. Evangelical Christian annoying kind of baby boomer person who goes like the rules, we need to follow the rules, and I go like I fucking love metal and love the idea of like challenging norms because I think the norms that you've created are fucking broken, and I think that like I don't think that has it's like not a whiteness thing. It's a like dorky
yeah.
version of a white person. I mean, that's again, we get to the whole like, it's not like a scale of white thing. It's like a, like Mike Pence, I have zero relatability to Mike Pence, right?
Yes.
Like I relate more to fucking like Tupac than I do to Mike Pence. You know what I mean? And that is like, even though we're both white, it's like, I look at that person and I go, that, I don't want to be anything like that guy. Right, ever. You
yeah.
know? Here's another really good one. MS Word. this is the at college student. Using Microsoft Word and star moves an image 1 millimeter to the left. All text and images shift. 4 new pages appear. In the distance, sirens. Have you guys used that? That happens to me all the fucking time. Where I'm like doing one thing and I hit one button and all of a sudden like everything's deleted. I just
yes.
fucking deleted my whole hard drive on accident. I'm just
I
like, what the fuck?
Literally,
what is going
that.
On? You got a good one over there, Fareed?
Interesting. I once taught an 8 a.m. college class. So many grandparents died that semester.
Yeah.
I then moved my class to 3 p.m. No more deaths. And that, my friends, is how I save lives.
So that's funny. So then,
I
you know,
love
it's like
that.
About
it's from
about
a teacher.
Like a shitty like the college experience.
The college experience.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know,
so many deaths.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
not...
it's like lazy white kids that don't
right.
want to get up at 8 a.m.
And again, it's like this is why I love this the nuances of white people Twitter and black people Twitter are just really interesting because it's like it's not that college isn't a white experience, but it's like the laziness of shitty white college people.
It's like you get to go
feels
to college.
Like a very, for some reason, it feels like a white thing. I don't know why, but it just feels like a white thing.
You take
does.
It for granted because you always knew you were going to get it. And so,
right.
of course, you're going to skip the first two classes.
Whereas
yeah. there's some
See,
other
that,
kid who
that is a great
really,
way to
really
articulate that. Yes.
Wants to go to college because he wants to make his life better. And so he gets the fuck up and goes to class because somebody worked their ass up for the money to pay for it, right?
That is an amazing way to
and
articulate
so
that, which
that's
is like,
the deal.
It's kind of, it's, and again, it's like not. White as much as it's just like privilege or whatever. I don't know what you would even call that, but it's like
it just typically is like the more people with the money are
right.
or happen to be white now. I mean that's
well yeah I guess
I mean,
but it's that's statistical.
Look, I'm giving
right.
like it's statistical. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying
right.
stuff.
But it's
everyone
yeah.
like thinks it's you're fucking waving a flag or something. Just,
no, I know what you mean. I think it's like
you should
yeah,
be allowed to say stuff.
I think the idea of like assuming that college was a given, so you take for
of course,
granted.
That's what's going
that's,
on.
That's such a funny
because you went to
depressing
a,
white thing
a grammar right. school where you were on the track. It's called a college
right.
prep
yep,
track,
totally.
And so you always knew you're going to be there.
Right.
So when you get there, you're like,
yeah,
wait, my parents aren't around to tell me to go. Fuck it.
Right.
I have a friend who. He's got the best story about this. He went to University of Chicago Law School, which is the best law school in the country, or
right.
one of.
Yep.
He went to Stanford, then he went to the University of well, Chicago.
He's doing all right.
And so he was there in like the 2000s. He had a class. He got into the class that Barack Obama taught for constitutional
wow.
law.
What?
Crazy.
Which was like, it was a 34-person class. This is he was a senator, but he was like 2005 or 6.
He
or
was
something.
Like, he was on the way.
You didn't know that, but... But yep. you knew he was the senator.
That's
so
awesome.
So he gets into the class, 34 people, and it kind of became this like, it was sort of known as this mentorship class where like
right.
you got to spend a semester with this guy, one-on-one, talking,
right.
getting to know people, right? What a great opportunity. He decided not to take the class because it started at 8:45.
No.
And it was too early.
Your buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fucking funny.
And so he tells the story. He's like, did I ever tell you the time I was in Barack Obama's class?
But then decided
to drop it because it started at 8:45.
Oh my God.
But like, what a white person thing to
hilarious.
Do.
Hilarious.
That is the most white fucking, that's
because
a white person
I feel
thing.
Like yeah. that's what a baby boomer would be like, fucking millennials. Like, yeah.
I mean,
what?
And for good reason at that
I
point.
Know.
He didn't know he was going to be
right.
yeah.
the he first black president.
Because I've dropped classes because right.
of all dropped
reasons.
A class.
What if they went on to be the president? God.
That's so funny.
Shit.
Here's another really, really funny one.
And he's Mexican, by the way. He's not even white.
I just got a meeting put on my calendar for 4 minutes from now.
Oh,
it'll
sick.
Be very quick, but
we can.
I might need to pop out for two
cool.
seconds.
All right, I'm into that. Hello, vegans is the title of this one.
Hello, vegans.
Hello, vegans. If pigs are so smart, why do 66% of them build houses with ineffective, stupid materials?
Answer me that. Riddle me that.
Riddle me that, vegan.
Oh, my
but white
God.
White people Twitter is like vegan veganism.
You know what I'd like to do?
Maybe that's
also
so good.
Because we're coming towards the end of this, and right. it might segue into white people's stuff pretty well. But just getting into the veganism subs
right.
down the line, I feel like there's a lot of vitriol and hate. And we could have some fun there.
This is on white people Twitter, but it's about Mexican family dogs.
Okay.
I swear, Mexican family dogs are fucking immortal. Other dogs catching cancer and other fucked up shit while these dogs eating chicken bones on the reg and getting hit by a car twice a month. They're like crackheads in dog form. That's kind of amazing.
Kinda true. Yeah.
It's like the dogs you see like living on the streets in LA, I'm like,
right.
they know how to survive.
Yeah, they're
survivors. My dog would be useless. Like,
yeah. Your dog
useless.
Gets a hangnail and it's going to be
starts,
dead in a couple
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, he like rolls over and is like, yeah. this is it. This is the end for me.
How do you guys feel about germs and stuff?
I believe they were invented by the liberal media
I'm for
to
them.
Scare us.
Yeah.
To inoculate the minorities.
Here's a take that hot one, or take that hot girl. Joke's on you, hot chick at the bar who gave me a radio station's phone number. I just won Harlem Globetrotter tickets and a Bud Light poncho.
Oh, fuck yeah. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
That's like the best underground marketing tactic
ever. It really is. In my sixth grade science class, a girl read orgasm instead of organism, and the class laughed, and she was embarrassed. To calm her down, our teacher told everyone told her everyone would forget in 2 weeks. It's been 9 years, and I still remember Danielle. I fucking remember. I hope you see this.
Oh my God.
I could read these fucking all day.
This is a one that's related to that. If I was accidentally weird to you once, just know that I'll be thinking about it every night for the next 50 years. Sorry about that.
All right, so let's get a couple more. I want to read a couple more of these before we close out, since we're like certainly approaching Rogan time.
Whoop.
As we do. This one, so this is interesting because this is like, this one hits, this is why I love this sub in particular, is like it hits it. Complicated. It almost is like satire. It's not satire, but it kind of serves the same role that like Colbert used to, or like John Oliver now, or whatever, where it's doing things factually and accurately, but hitting topics that need discussed. So
yeah.
Male privilege is wearing the same outfit multiple times to events while girls can't wear the same dress twice, no matter how cute it is. And then the guy responds with, there isn't a single straight man on earth who cares if you wear the same cute dress twice. the negative comments will come from other women.
Oh, that's so.
That's
I was
so
just gonna
true.
Say, like, wait, yeah. guys don't care about that.
They don't
totally.
Give a shit. That's so funny.
Which is interesting.
Can you speak to this a little bit, DB? Is like the viciousness of women on women at?
Yeah.
Like
I really
don't think it's.
It sucks.
All, but it seems
it's
like...
It's definitely a thing. I think it's because, like,
mean
from the minute you're born, it's this idea that you're competing for dudes. You
right.
know? Like, you need to be, like, the cutest and the skinniest.
Do you
the
think
skinniest
that's social
and the,
or biological?
Social.
I think guys do that, too, though. I just think guys just care less for whatever reason.
Well, I think it's social. Like,
I mean, we're seeing that now with guys with the incel culture where they're just like, no one loves me. Now I'm just going to murder everybody because fucking I can't get a girlfriend. But
yeah,
but I don't. Yeah.
I mean, Western cultures and Middle Eastern, like a lot of cultures are like that. But I mean, you look at like those weird or like civilizations you hear about where it's like women run this one and like the women are in charge of everything.
The Germans.
And they, yeah, and they the fatter the woman is, the more powerful she is. Right. And it's like, it's not biological. Like they just happen to live in a weird little island that like is the best.
Right.
Where Iceland, we all like to live.
Specifically Iceland.
Yeah, totes.
You guys have any others you want to close this one out yet? Wow,
this one from JR at JRDRD.
Ooh.
Jurassic Park sequel idea. It's 3 million AD. The humans are extinct. The dino scientists, they're dinosaur scientists.
Oh, I love this.
Find mosquitoes with human blood. Guess who they clone? Jeff fucking Goldblum.
Yes!
But they mix up the mosquito DNA with Goldblum. Surprise, assholes. This is the new sequel to The Fly.
Oh,
have you guys seen The Fly?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't. What's it about?
Jeff Goldblum accidentally becomes a fly.
Oh, my God.
It's like from 89 or something. Like,
something like that,
I want to say I watched it when I was young where it freaked me out.
That's a really funny one,
That's
actually.
That's really awesome.
I'm seeing a lot about... This white people Twitter really caters to me. It's a lot about millennials and hating on babe boomies.
I'd say that's the biggest eye opener for me for this is the millennials have done more than the baby boomers are doing now in a way where it's like fuck those people, stop bitching, like start to listen. A
totally.
Little bit.
Mm-hmm. So this tweet is millennials walking around like they rent the place.
That's good.
It's true.
I love renting, man.
I mean,
I don't know if I ever want to buy. I like being transient.
I like leasing. I like leasing my car, but I think that the only reason I would want to own is like to have passive income.
Yeah.
Like I'd like to own and lease. I would like to own a place. I'm sorry, own and rent, right? Like own a place, rent it out, make money on it, and then rent somewhere else.
I have friends that do that.
Yeah.
They own places and then they rent a place because they don't have to deal with the maintenance.
Yeah.
And it's like their place, but
that's
then
kind
they
of
just
awesome.
Have 10 grand a month coming in from rent or whatever.
Dude, that would be a fucking dream.
Jesus, that's amazing.
I don't know where I'm pulling this statistic, but, and it's probably a little bit fucked up, but like on that general happiness scale, people with passive incomes are happier than people that have to just work for their money.
Oh, I would
assume. Which is like an assumption you'd be like, yeah, but it's like if you can get some real estate scam going where you get like a couple grand a month, like just as that safety net.
Yeah.
I think I heard this like on a Joe Rogan something. I can't remember, but yeah, you're like, oh, that makes total sense. Like you don't have to always worry about being totally broke. Like, you know, there's some money coming in. So that's kind of the,
that's a
the
really
American
nice
dream in a way.
Is.
Yeah, for sure.
The other dream is to own a Donzi and two Ski-Doos. Rent those babies out.
I mean, what does it say about you if you own a Ski-Doo? That you live in Florida or have a home in Florida?
Yeah, it tells you you sell shaved ice and live in Key West.
Wait, what's a Ski-Doo? Is it the same as a Sea-Doo?
No.
Is it?
Oh, wait, a Ski-Doo.
A Sea-Doo is what we're talking about, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I think we're confusing jet skis and Sea-Doos.
A jet ski is the stand-up one.
Yeah.
I like jet skidoos.
Oh, a jet skidoo. Well, that's a different class.
Yeah, that's for like white people, okay?
All right, here we go. This is going to be my last one, and then you guys can end on one, and then we'll close it out. Just Married is the name of this one. I mean, I think we should maybe... It's hard to really... Can't really guild anybody in this, because none of them are like original tweets.
Yeah.
Like, we're guilding someone for their curation. What is that word?
I don't know, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like their ability to spot the funny.
Yes. Picture this: you're 31. You just married your soulmate and are on your way to your beautiful honeymoon. The plane lands in Bora Bora. As it touches the ground, your wife begins clapping. She's an airplane clapper. You get on a plane right back to America, and you never speak again.
I was on a flight from, was it seriously just Oakland to Los Angeles?
Oh, boy.
People clapped on that flight when we landed.
Get the fuck out
and
of here.
And I remember that from being a kid, but I haven't experienced people clapping when they land. Like, being like, we did it.
Right.
It's like the dorkiest thing in the world.
This is like a heavy, potentially conversation, or not heavy, but interesting.
Okay.
This, if white people have no culture, explain this is the post. And there's just a picture of four different white people making this sort of like, I'm not going to say what I want to say face.
The Jim Halpert
It's like a half smile, mouth shut, lip sealed face. And then Patty's doing it.
Right.
So it's Kristen Bell, Jim Halpert from The Office. What's his name?
Lance Armstrong.
They're doing like simps faces.
And I was kind of thinking about it, going like, man, is this part of? This could be interesting. A big part of like getting ahead, or like rising a corporate rank is not saying shit. I feel like keeping your mouth shut,
zipping.
Fascinating.
The
and I've always had a problem of. Not doing that,
right.
Saying too much, like saying what's on your mind,
right.
But it's offensive, and people are like, "He's not one of us."
They give you that. They give you that look.
You have to like fall in line to get along, kind of thing. And I'm wondering. Look at these people. They're doing here is not saying what they're thinking.
Exactly.
And they're showing restraint, right?
Right.
Which means you can play with the big boys in a way.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Is there more to that? I don't know.
That's
I'm just
interesting.
Thinking.
I mean, that is. That
I'm
is
coming
actually,
up with this right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's
topic.
Is an interesting idea.
Because you guys
that,
work in big companies where sometimes there's probably things you want to say, but you know you shouldn't.
Right, and that's the face you make. That's like the face of somebody thinking of things that will never make it to their lips.
It's like writing that email and deleting it or whatever,
yes.
Right? It's the face of that.
Wow.
So, I wonder if there's some at your job, you probably benefit saying less than more most of the time about your general opinions of things, which is the opposite of this podcast.
The opposite of this podcast. All right. I was just kidding. I have one more to read.
Do it.
And then Dog Babes, you can rewind, and then we'll close out with a couple of randoms and just wrap up the topic. The Roomba that saved the world. Accidentally left the front door open, so now my Roomba is out cleaning up the streets. When its work is done, Earth can begin to heal.
That's a good Pixar movie. Roomba gets freed.
Yeah. Right.
Kid loses best friend. Roomba realizes Mother Earth is filthy, decides to clean the world.
That would be that's a good follow up to
starts a movement.
What was the movie that was during our childhoods that was basically just like Greenpeace propaganda, but everybody loved it? Fern Gully? Is that what
it was? Yeah.
There's also Captain Planet, which
also
was a
Captain
show.
Planet.
Love
right.
that show.
But Fern Gully was like literally a company comes in to plow down a forest for like to harvest for apartment buildings or something. And then the whole plot of the film is them saving the forest.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I think it was Fern Gully. Maybe I'm wrong, but it was a great movie. All right, Dog, you got one?
I actually just moved straight into randoms because I found three really, really funny ones.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. One's No Shit Ouija, and it's like Ouija board things.
Right.
And it's like, apparently you can go on this subreddit called Ask Ouija, and you can say things like, my blood test says that I have blank, and then Ouija will like fill it in, and they filled in blood. So like, it's like, no shit, Ouija, like, thanks so much, I knew that already. The top of all time is like, what starts with an O and ends with an A? And Ouija says O-A instead of saying Ouija. Because that's how
amazing.
It's spelled.
So is this funny. This literally a Ouija, or is it? What's the deal?
Yeah, let me actually find Ask Ouija.
So is Ask Ouija a website, or is it just like a concept?
It's like, let me see.
Because I think there's also there's a Reddit Ouija.
There's also an Italian language version of the Ask Ouija subreddit called Demo Ouija, in case you need to.
Because I think I remember reading
Demi's
that.
Like,
oh, it's a Ouija bot.
Oh, it's a Ouija
so
bot.
So you fill something in and the bot will be like, gives
Does
you like
the
answer.
Does it do it letter
like,
at a time?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Let's find out.
Because there's
the waiting
also,
period of Ouija is the good stuff.
Right. Well, there's also a
attention build.
I know there's a Reddit. There's a, I don't remember which one it is. We'll have to get back on this. But there is a subreddit that is like Reddit community Ouija, I believe. Where it's like someone will ask a question and then Reddit users one by one in the comment section post letters to fill out the word. So it's almost like a community Ouija experience.
Oh.
Which is pretty bizarre.
That's awesome. Right? Dude, I don't know how it works, but it's a bot.
It's just a bot. Ask Ouija.
Why is Syria so blank? And Ouija says, serious. Spelled like Syria.
That's funny. Good one. You got a random over there, Freed?
I sure do. Just clicking it right now. Ooh.
Wow. I just got a fascinating one that I'm going to subscribe to, and maybe we should talk about another time. Christianity.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's your specialty.
It is my specialty. 152,116 readers.
Ooh, damn.
So this is healthy discussion. It looks like, man, they have a lot of rules. Holy smokes.
That's not surprising.
Yes, yeah, really not
no
surprising.
No masturbation.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No reverse cowgirl.
It would have been really nice if their rules were just the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, would have. They should have a Ten Commandments that are tweaked. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
So this is, so for instance, so the top, let's see, like the top of this week on the Christianity subreddit.
Ooh, this is, yeah.
Is, hi all, I am a Hindu Brahmin from India. Just wanted to show you the love temple of Christ from my hometown that I used to visit regularly with my family when I was young. It's a cathedral built Indian traditional style. Oh, that's actually really, really pretty. This is what we need. It's a video. Oh, it's a video of Chris Pratt doing an inspirational. I mean, it looks like these
Chris
are...
Chris Pratt got all God.
Yeah, well, he's been into God for a while, I think.
But he said the other day, like, yes. I think everybody should pray. And everyone freaked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying.
Because they're like, what are you, some white Christian now? Like, yeah. I think if you just say that, people think you're a Nazi.
Right. Yeah.
So this is interesting because this is, I think, on Reddit, I think you're not going to find a ton of, like, you're not going to find a ton of really, like, the bad brand of Christianity that I think is kind of, like, has poisoned the well, if you will.
Yeah.
Where people are just like, you know, I hate gays. I hate abortions. Everybody, like, I hate Hispanics and Muslims, right?
Unfortunately, those are the, some of, not the Hispanics and Muslims things, but, like, those other rules are like baked in there.
No, they're not. Not in the Bible.
The gay stuff?
No, that is
that Old Testament stuff.
Yes. So here's the thing with
but
the
I don't
Bible.
Understand Christianity.
Me neither.
What's the difference?
I thought they hated the gays.
No, so the Old Testament is pre-Christ and is like this. The Old Testament is the same thing. Like the Jews use the Old Testament.
Okay.
Like it's pre-Christ, right? And most of the things about being gay, etc. My understanding, I haven't read the Bible in a very long time, but it's Old Testament stuff. But along with that is you can't eat pork, you can't eat shellfish, right?
God
so like
dang.
A lot of these crazy things that are very selective list. I think that's always been my beef with that. Abortion's a bit more complicated because it's like when does life begin? Murder is obviously abominable. Like there's a whole bunch of issues. But so this post, and we're not going to dig into this because obviously this is not about Christianity, this podcast.
Anti-abortion.
But, right.
Pro-death penalty.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. But Christians who are anti-abortion, what do you think the USA specifically should do about the problem? Personally, I think if Christians are against abortion, we should be the biggest advocates for universal health care, cheap and free adoptions, a better foster care system, realistic and all-encompassing sex education, free birth control, paid paternity and maternity leave, etc. Right, making abortion illegal will only make it more dangerous, not less common. Right now, it's regulated; it's safe for the moms. If it were legal, more women would go to places that were dirty and not regulated, etc. Right?
It doesn't seem like women are cared for very much.
This is a popular topic, and then
It seems like if you're anti-abortion, you should be pro birth control.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Just
right.
give it away. Like, don't let people get pregnant.
Yeah, they should be like Tic Tacs.
Well, so this is a complicated thing with Christianity is like, no sex before marriage. And then you just go, this kind of gets back to our original conversation of like, my version of rules is better than your version of rules, right?
But that version of rules is goes against the nature. Ultimate rule book.
I know.
Right?
Mother Nature.
I know. So that's the big issue.
We see us for fucking.
Exactly. So, but
I mean,
anyway,
kind
so
of.
this
that's like
is.
The one thing you will.
You can't argue that one.
This sub is very...
We're here for 12-inch meatball subs.
Yep.
And passionate nights with our lovers.
With our
so
lovers.
So this sub specifically, or this post rather, I think it kind of all is in agreement of that. So anyway...
That'll be a fun one to do one
that
time.
That would be...
Because you know all the stuff.
I know all the secrets of Christ, so...
This one, I know all the secrets of Christ.
Do you guys know he was left-handed?
Really?
No, I made that up.
Oh, I'm like, he's real!
Yeah.
I think like... The last 10 presidents were left-handed, except for Trump.
Really?
God damn it. Mary Kay Olsen is left-handed. And Ashley's right-handed.
Whoa.
That's cool. Okay. Of course, they were probably butt-to-butt, and so they needed to use different arms.
Yeah, they needed to work together with different arms
to be one human. They weren't spooning.
No, they were butt-to-butt.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
All right, let's close this guy out.
All right.
Any other closing thoughts on Permit Patty and White People Twitter?
My one thought, don't call the cops unless you think your life is threatened.
Yeah, I mean, my one is be a team player. Chill the fuck out, dude. It's not your goddamn world.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Calm down.
Like, fucking, God, chill.
Stop getting so emotional.
What do you do when you're at a four-way stop and a bicyclist just blows through?
Hit him.
I go.
You hit them.
Not my deal.
But somebody didn't follow the rules.
Somebody didn't follow the rules, but here's my thing with rules, right?
Mm-hmm. Anarchist.
Here's my thing with rules.
Fuck them all, bro.
If somebody cut me off the other day in a really dangerous way.
Fucker.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I got up behind him very close and I stared at him through his rear view mirror.
And he
looks at me and he goes, come on up, come here. And I just kept staring at him. And then I looked at him. He started getting really nervous.
He's like, oh God, this guy's unhinged.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I love that.
And you look scary.
That's my version of rules.
I like that.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that says about me.
But I should do that, like be like the Ring girl. Like just like grease the hair down and just stare. Yeah.
I mean, he was ready to fucking have a word with me. And I was just like, I just stared at him. And he like got really like
shifty and is like,
like, what is this guy doing? This is freaking me out.
That's actually
the thing I'll say
cool.
about rules is like there are, let's just apply it to like driving. There are rules.
Right.
And then there's people that are like, yeah, those are the rules, but like, but be chill. And so you're like, oh, so okay, this is where it gets confusing.
I know.
There's like, certain people that are like, wait, I'm just following the rules. And other people are like, no, there's the chill rules too. And you're like, wait a minute.
What are the chill rules? Because technically for me, the chill rules are do heroin, do whatever you want.
Yeah, so it's like, you go, me go. It's like, wait a minute. We all have the rule book. Let's follow it. And then it's like, no, just be chill.
Yeah,
and
that's just be chill until suddenly someone dies and then, we'll fix it.
So I don't even know. I'm just confused.
Fucking be chill, guys. Come on. Oh, you got debate religion? That was your random?
That just happened. I didn't even notice it. I was
holy shit.
That's a good one.
Oh, good one. All right.
We should not do that because it's going to get real heated.
I'm a Jew, a Muslim, and a Christian walk into a bar, you know?
Yeah, totally.
What do they talk about? We got to talk about that.
Seriously.
That's one of the oldest jokes in the book, dude. That is our opportunity to answer the question finally.
Yeah.
The Dead Sea Scrolls.
Dude, I'm down to do it because honestly, I'm in a position of wanting to learn.
I was
raised Catholic, but I didn't pay attention once.
We'll take an order of the Dead Sea Shrimp Scampi.
Yo!
All right, cool. All right, so we're going to close it now. This is Did You Read It, a weekly podcast about the internet, but way over at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Murphy Day!
We'll be back next week. Rate, like, subscribe. And if you want to know more about any of the topics we talked about today, go to our Facebook page, our Reddit subreddit, or you can email us. Hi, didyouwriteit.com.
We got a website.
We got a website.
Didyouwriteit.com. We got Instagram.
You can Instagram us. You can buy a shirt on whatever shirt site that we use.
You can poop tree on us.
Poop tree?
It's like Patreon.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Poop. Cool. Nice. Yeah. All right, cool. We'll be back next week with another Reddit. Bye.